Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello to all my beautiful people that I love so much. Boy, it's a wintry, dark day in Southern California. I think it's hysterical. You know, it used to be, we're going to get a lot of rain. Now there's atmospheric rivers and, the drama in this world, the drama. It's pretty crazy to watch. Pretty silly from an actor's perspective, too, when you go out and spend your life doing the drama and then you watch it every day in the news and in the world. It takes on different hues and different colors for you because you can see how much of the emotion and the drama is chosen and man-made in our situations. So that being said, wow. If you missed the last webinar, I'm sorry. It was unbelievably off the charts, everything that we learned about the vitality of health and wellness and well-being. And basically, one of the biggest things that came through in that webinar was that in order to be love, the masculine and feminine energies must be in balance. Now, you know, it's important to be love because that creates literally health and wellness itself in every area of your life. So then I started looking at whether I could bring anything in for you today around the next webinar, which is Loving Me Equals Loving You. You know, I'm so stoked. Those of you that were at Creation Station had the pleasure of my daughter teaching you a little over a half hour about social media. You already have an experience of how dynamic she is. And she is going to be doing this next webinar with me. So I said, is there something that we can bring in? Because it's coming up pretty soon. It's February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. And they said, yeah, the highest core belief is I do not have permission, or I do not give myself permission to love who I am. So if we have to love ourselves before we can truly love someone else, you see how important that core belief is. And unless and until we give ourselves permission to love ourselves, our masculine and feminine energies cannot and will not be in balance. So we're all coming forward right now to direct that I am the balance of masculine and feminine energies in the creation of me and my life. And so it is. And then I I had a really tough night last night. Well, actually, in the last couple of days. My friend Carl Weathers, yeah, you know him as the fighter in Rocky, passed away. I'm sure heard or read that on the news. Carl and I were scene partners in acting class during the scene night where I got my first film, which was a religious film called All the King's Horses, which in turn got me my first agent, which was the beginning of my career. Carl and I go back way far, and there's something, I can't even describe the feeling, kind of a void when one of your peers moves on. And then last night, I got the news that one of my students, whom I have stayed friends with, stuck by, he had a stroke very early in his life. I helped him get on social services, and we've been friends, and he got killed day before yesterday, late, by a hit-and-run driver. So I asked the channel, what's the highest thing to know about death? And it was literally, there is no death. Energy goes on forever. And when we lose the body, we lose all the disease, we lose the prejudices, we lose the belief systems. It's kind of a, wow, time to start over phase. So I am choosing to embrace and focus upon that for my two friends, knowing that they're free. And certainly Scotty, who was funny and creative and so very limited with what he could do after the stroke. Now you're free, buddy. You know, go do all the stuff you love to do. So I just wanted to take time to throw up a little tribute for all of our loved ones that have passed over, celebrating their freedom and their new opportunity and the creation of who they are. All righty. We're going to balance all of that, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love. And so it is. All right. Let's start with Miss Mary in, I know you're not in Boston, but it says Boston. Hi, Mary. You're on.
Hi, Dee. This is Mary in Boston.
Oh, it is Mary in Boston. Hi.
Yes. Hi. I'm sorry for your losses. It's always such a difficult thing. It's always such a mixed feeling for me when people leave. I want, you asked me to call in to tell you about my experience with money recently.
Yeah, I wanted you to share it with people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the more we all share our movement forward, the more all of us hold that it's possible to move forward. So give it to us, baby cakes.
Okay. This was very unexpected for me. I am self-employed, which is where this all starts, and I needed to have a surgery last month. Which was going to put me out of work for about 2 months. And when I'm out of work, I'm not making any money because I'm self-employed. I was telling people in my life, I told my hairdresser, who said, oh, you should qualify for paid family medical leave. And I had no idea about that. And I said, that's like when you have a baby or when you're taking care of a family member. And she said, you know, I think you can use it for yourself too. And I looked into it. I've since found out that it's state by state. So every state has a varying law on this. But in my state, it is possible for you to get this when you have an injury and you'll be out of work for a while. So it's kind of like a disability policy. So I spoke to them, and there were a few stipulations, one of them being that you had to have paid into it for at least the previous two consecutive quarters. And since I had just heard about it, I hadn't paid into it. So I figured this would be good for the future, though, and I called to set up an account. And the woman walked me through that and said, and do you need to apply for this? And I said, well, here's the thing. I'm having a surgery, and I haven't paid into it yet. And she said, oh, you can do that retroactively. And I was floored. And she walked me through doing that, set up the whole account. There were a number of other hoops to jump through. You have to get, you know, medical, have to get your doctor's office to fill out things and whatnot, which all makes sense. And within 24 hours of getting everything in, I was approved. And supposedly there's a check on the way, which I haven't gotten yet.
Okay.
But, supposedly I'm approved for this.
There's two really important lessons here. Mm-hmm. One, you knew what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you trusted the world and followed the breadcrumbs and
yes.
took the steps you needed to take. What so many people do in the creation of their lives is they start to get the information or the guidance about where to go and they don't follow through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were definitely hoops to jump through, but it was well worth it. So I stuck with it.
You bet. You bet.
Yeah.
So, you know, that I've been looking at all of those things I did naturally early in my career.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a couple of breadcrumbs dropped in front of me about ideas to take out into my career, my acting career. And I've only followed one of them. So I'm going to complete those just like I did when I lived in the world of naivete and just said, well, why not? Might as well follow this. Well, why not? You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, right, Mary?
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and this is important information why I wanted Mary to call. So all of you would know that this may be a very viable possibility for you.
If you're employed by someone else, they should be doing it for you. But if you're self-employed, it's something that you have to do for yourself.
Yeah.
So that's the thing to
awesome.
Look into. It's called paid family medical leave.
Paid family medical leave. Mary, thank you for sharing that with all of us. I'm sure there are people
absolutely.
On the call that it's going to help a lot. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
And
Dee, I just want to let you know that I'm going to listen to the rest of it on my computer because the sound is so much better. So it's not that I'm leaving the call. I'm just hanging up and listening on the computer instead. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thanks, sweetheart. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank you.
That. She's so cute. All right. We're going to Iris in Philadelphia. Where you been, baby cakes?
Hi, Dee. Hi.
Hi.
I was hoping I could get my core belief around the vitality well-being.
Yes.
One minute.
Okay, this you. Page here. Well, interesting. I do not give myself permission to love who I am.
And it
goes to a really big yes. So, guys, I want to restate again, there's nothing you have to do, nothing you have to get, nothing you have to be, nothing you have to accomplish to simply choose to love who you are. You just do it. You just do it. Yeah, but we're taught when we're little to earn love. And obviously, our parents don't mean you have to earn my love by eating all your dinner, or you have to earn my love by cleaning up your room, or you have to earn my love or your teacher's love by, you know, being the best in class. But that's the belief we put together when we're being guided to be responsible. We kind of turn it into judgment toward ourselves. So, again, I invite all of you just to get up every morning, go, today my intention is to be love. I think love. Which also came out during the webinar. Okay.
Well, I think, can I say something real quick about that?
Yeah.
I'm having some contrast at work show up, and I think what you're saying now, it makes me think I kind of got my wires crossed around work and love, because we had like a family business for a while.
I get a big yes on that.
With my dad.
That keeps you from
suffering.
Being clear about what you want at this job. So be very clear of the positives that you want. You know what you don't want, Iris? You don't want all the drama that went down with your dad.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So write down the positives and make sure open and receptive communication is on that list. Open and receptive communication. Interesting words. Very accurate words.
No, that makes sense to me. I think I maybe have a little bit of something about confusing suffering with love from the Father.
Absolutely, you do. Absolutely,
well,
you do.
Let's not do that anymore.
No, let's not. So what would be the opposite positive of suffering?
Free-flowing empowerment and joy.
And love, baby.
And love.
If you get confused with the words, love is always your highest choice to go to. Okay? Because when you are creating and being the state of love in any situation, they're talking about pure love, the frequency of love itself, not what we have connected to it, which is what you want to redirect. Got
it? Okay, great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks
for that. Yeah. It's very true. A lot of us have connected love with a negative. We need to, and for those of you that did the last webinar, you got so much out of the sheets. I just keep reading all the emails about how much you got from doing the worksheet that was included. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Okay. I was interested when the last person said, I'd love to know what my core belief is in vitality.
Okay. This page here. Yeah. Same thing. I do not give myself permission to love who I am. And it's my big yes on both of you. So, you know, guys, birds of a feather, let's all, everybody on the call or who will ever listen to this call, this is yours. We are opening our hearts, opening our chakras, straightening our hara line so we stay in our knowing. And we are directing ourselves to choose. I give myself permission to love who I am. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. So it is. Anything else, Adele?
Yeah. On and off, I've been having like where my hands get like really, really cold, and then I feel like nerves in there. But I'm doing so much deep work, I don't know if it's just that they're, because things are all stretching out. So I just wanted to see what the channel had to say, if that's.
Okay, not a doctor.
No, I understand that.
The energetic cause behind your cold hands is, we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5. Huh. I'm surprised that I can never be God. So, I mean, a lot of you knows, accepts, and identifies with, you are your own creator. So now we're going to the life subjects. Hang on. Here. One. Yeah, it's about your divine right destiny. You have to know that we all, guys, we all were born into embodiment to bring in the knowing that we are God in embodiment. It's a lot easier to know that you're God and you're self-creator out of your body, which is one of the reasons that health and wellness is so up and so important for us to master, so that all of us can move into I am the powerful God / creator of me and my life, including my health and wellness. And in order to do that, I must love myself totally so that my masculine, feminine energies are in balance.
Wow.
That's what
okay.
we're claiming. Okay?
Yeah, so I have to really, because I'm with like love, peace, joy, and I'm feeling so much more connected, and I feel like I really am hugging myself.
You're doing everything right. You're doing everything right, Adele. The masculine feminine is the piece you needed.
Okay. And so what can I say or feel and do about that? Because I really want to.
The answer is always love. I want you to get this simple answer. What do? You go to love, you feel love, you think love. You direct yourself to be love.
Okay. And I'm doing this, but I have to do that a lot more. And I'm trying to, like, be so conscious of it, like, throughout the day, you know, and have little things that I do.
And Adele, they're acknowledging all of that. They're acknowledging... You know, you're bringing in information for a lot of other people also. And, you know, like when I got the news of my friend last night, I forgot to go to love.
Okay.
I went to a lot of grief, a lot of tears.
Yeah.
Right. And then... Lanny said to me, my gosh, honey, what can you do to help yourself feel better? And the first thing I heard was, go to love.
Yeah.
And then I remembered all the things the channel tells me about death. And then I started to get rebalanced.
Yeah. Okay, so my awareness is so keen on that, you know, I love, peace, joy is like, you know,
Okay, and I just remind everybody the feeling of love is more important than any words you're going to say.
Yes.
Okay. All right, honey, thank you.
You
bet. That was great for everybody. Bev in Massachusetts, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I would love to know my core belief with my vitality.
Okay.
We're on a roll here.
Did you listen to the webinar? Were you on the webinar?
Wanted to. I was not able to. I wish I had been there.
Okay. Well, there's a replay if you want it. I'm telling you guys, it's it is the most, I believe, the most powerful webinar we've ever done. Hold on. Here. Oh, you're not going to believe this. It's the same one.
Okay.
Swear to God. All right, everybody's balanced. Okay, so the channel just wants everybody to know this will be the highest core belief. If anybody asks for the rest of the show, it's the same thing.
Wow.
I am not giving myself permission to unconditionally love who I am.
And I feel like the last caller who said that she is doing the work, she's directing that. I'm conscious throughout the day.
The channel's not bringing it forward for you to question yourself. Remember this, you're on the right track, you've all got it, now let's practice living in it 24/7.
Right.
When we live in it 24/7, then we're there. And we're already there. We have to experience that we're already there. And the more conscious we are of choosing that, then the more we experience being there. Okay?
Thank you.
You're doing the right thing, Bev. Love yourself enough to know that.
Right.
Okay? All right. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweet thing. All right, Ilka, what's up?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, Divine Sexiness, that's your official last name.
Yeah, Kimmy started a whole thing there. What can I answer for you, baby?
First, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. I had some kind of things like that myself, so I can relate to some point. But I wanted to know what the channel feels about more like my business life, what I should focus more, because I have so many things that I'm doing around my business. And
okay,
Ilka,
what's the answer to everything?
So that I should do more marketing and...
No,
like
I already stated on the show today... Where do you go? What's the answer to every question you guys have?
Well, I love helping people.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. So the more you love yourself and the more you love what you do, the more successful your business is. Right now, hold on. This page. Okay, right now, you're not giving yourself permission to love who you are because you are not giving yourself permission to know that you are the God of you that creates you. You keep giving your power to, quote, things that happen outside of you, Ilka. Guys, Everything begins with you first. So I can tell you from just the vibration of your voice and I'm going to do this with love, Ilka, but I want you to hear the difference, okay? I'm going to try and act it. So this is the vibration I'm... Yeah, Dee, can you tell me what... how my business can be more successful? I don't know what I'm doing, okay? And I know I'm the creator of me, and I know my business is a success, and I'm going to love everything in my business because I know that will create more success for me. Where can I love my business more? So, Ilka, what's the first thing that comes up for you when I say, where can you love your business more? Instead of judging it.
What I love the most about it, because, you know, there's some stuff that we, you know, I don't like the technology part of it and doing all those, you know, things that we hear.
Okay.
Like
okay. Okay. So then find someone who will do that stuff for you. That's exactly what I did. I'm telling you guys, you have no idea what Lauren does to help me run my healing business, the webinars, the website, organizing the private sessions for me. I am not good at that because I don't have any interest in that.
Exactly.
I'm really good at channeling. Mm-hmm. I'm really good at teaching. I know what I'm good at, and it's perfectly okay with me that I'm not good at the other stuff I don't give a rat's, you know what, about.
Yeah, I made my website designer, made some changes and everything. And yeah, I'm focusing on that. I
want you to be excited. When I hear you talk about your business, I want you to be excited. And it's not from the perspective, guys, of what can I get? How can I serve? How can I – every time – I ask what's the highest webinar I can teach right now to help the most people and guide the most people in my community. They always give me, always. And then I go, all right, tell me what is the highest information, knowledge, and understanding I can take out about this subject.
Mm-hmm.
Be excited about that, Ilka.
Okay.
Yeah, but you see, taking it out, you go energetically right to, yeah, but I don't really know how to get it out to more people. You start telling yourself you do and start looking for the people that can help you. You would be surprised how many kids in college would love to come in for a really decent salary and do all this for you for the credit of being a personal assistant. But you've got to start asking, how can I, how can I? How can I do this? Don't let the money get in the way. Don't let the lack of knowledge get in the way. You know what you want to do. You want to expand your business.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
That's it. You got it, Ilka. Come on. You can do this.
I love you.
I love you, too. You go do it now. Janice in New Jersey, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I actually have a question. My question is about my friends. I have two friends, and one has had some very troubling symptoms, and the other one seems to be getting them. And the doctors don't know Well, they sort of have come down with a virus, but it's scary a little bit, you know. She gets
I'm not a doctor. I get a no on that. But I can tell you right away, they said they're sharing one belief that they're sharing that's at the root energetic cause. This page here, 1, 2, 5. Yeah, see, I can never be God, which basically comes down to I'm not in control of my life, which means shit happens. I can't do anything about it. They're basically waiting for the other shoe to drop. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, both.
I get a yes on that.
Okay. Is there
that you can do? Yeah. Ask them, okay, look, what are you worried about? Okay, so your worry is a negative prayer. And if they're not into all the woo-woo stuff, explain it with brain science. Whatever you focus on, you create more of. So right now, you're afraid that you don't have any control over this. Well, you're the only one in you that can choose to take control. How can you? What is available to you? What can you do? Can you shift a belief? Can you take an action? Okay? Help them start questioning their own abilities so that you can open this up for them. That's the greatest thing you can do for them. And you know that you cannot control or create for another person. You can lead them, like I do, to the information they need to create themselves, but they have to choose to do it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I think one of them might actually even be willing to listen to this, your show, but the other one might not, so...
Not up to you.
Oh.
Not up to you. You see? You go, look, here's some information, and I think it would really help you right now. Take it or leave it, baby. You know?
Yes.
The more, oftentimes, when we're all in that place of, oh, I don't know, we're afraid when somebody brings us stuff that we need to look at within ourselves. And the more you push it on them, the more they'll try to stay safe and deter it. So just go, look, I think this could really help you. It made sense when I heard it. You know, I think you should listen, but you'll know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, baby.
Thank you. I'm going to sign off with my phone, too, but I'm going to get on the computer.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Janice. Bye.
All right.
Bye. Y'all think I take it personally, don't you? Jessica in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi. So I think you answered my question earlier with that other girl calling about her work. Basically, for the last, it's been a while, I've been trying to set up my life with job work in this new area, and it's just been very difficult. And
because you keep trying. You keep trying,
so I'm not
Jessica.
Trying anymore. I'm just in surrender. And
No, it goes right to no when you say that. There's two things you need to get into alignment. Whoops. Is my volume on? If my volume isn't on,
yeah.
Stephen, come on. I don't know. A weird sign just came up. Okay, Jessica, are you there? Oh,
yeah.
God. Jessica?
I'm here.
All right, hold on. I've just got to see if I'm still on here. Vicki in California, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Oh, God.
Good morning, Dee.
Hang on, guys. If you can hear me, hang on. I don't know what's... I don't know what's happened. All right, let me see. Oh, my God, I'm going to be so proud of me. Jessica, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what the hell happened. The sound just decided to turn itself off. Okay. All right. We're back on. Everything's good. All right. There's two things for you to get into alignment, Jessica. Let me get back in the channel. Hold on.
Okay.
This page here. One, two, four. Yes. Okay. The first one is I am absolutely the powerful God of me who creates me. And the second one is here, 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 here. Oh, my God, you guys. And I absolutely give myself permission to love who I am. That's what you focus on with love all week. Just focus on those two things. Go to your love place. I am the powerful God of me who creates me, and I give myself permission to love who I am. That's what you focus on for the week.
The first one that you said, it kind of has the feeling of like law of attraction stuff to me, and I went through a phase of doing that for a while.
Yeah,
and
this is way beyond that.
Okay.
You see, law of attraction is about you attracting stuff from the outside to you. I'm talking about shifting literally the vibration of who you are. And then everything that matches that automatically comes to you, honey.
Yeah, because I haven't felt powerful at all, even though I've tried various things to be like,
well,
I'm
don't
in
try.
This.
Don't try. You can't try and be. Do you understand? They're two words with entirely different meanings. You either are there or you're trying to get there. And again, it is the feeling of love. Way more than the words. You guys get so locked into, am I saying this right? Am I saying exactly the way I should be? Don't get so locked into all that, guys. Whenever you want to create anything, be anything, find the answer to anything, just go to love. I know it sounds too simple, and that's why we don't do it. Really? Shouldn't I be struggling more? No, you shouldn't. I often joke, you know, God made the world in 7 days. How hard could it be? Okay, you've got your answer, Jessica. Can you accept it and play with it this week? Hello?
It's funny. I was going to say that I'll try to. It's just sitting with it because I'm like, my mind is like, well, how do I do that? How do I mean, I'm just assuming I go sit in the park and just sit in love and just be settled. That's it.
Yep. Yep. And know that that's creating everything you want. Just try it with me for a week, guys. I can't tell you that. The ahas that are breaking open for me about me from doing this. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Okay.
And don't go to your minds. Go to your hearts. Your monkey mind is made to doubt and question. Vicki in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Good morning. I have gotten sick twice in a month's time, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I asked my pendulum a few questions.
Actually, Vicki, they're saying it's a positive thing, and it's a positive thing because so much is breaking open for you, and I've experienced this in other ways than health and wellness. But when I really started choosing in every moment to take myself back to love, to wallow in love, to live in love, to be love, a lot of my negativity started coming to the surface. And I'm going, my God, I haven't done this or felt this or been this in years and years and years. But when you finally decide to go all the way, you have to break through the space barriers.
Yes, and I have decided to go all the way. So
yeah,
that makes me feel a little bit better that things are breaking open.
Well, so what do you want to direct your body, mind, and soul to know?
Well, I've heard the theme of the show is to be love.
Yes, I absolutely know that I am love and can consistently be love and celebrate health and wellness in every way. That's what we want, right?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Now, how you would say that in the negative is, I absolutely know that I can be love without paying for it in any way, in my health or sickness. But we know if we state it in the negative, our brains see the problem and create more of it. So when you're getting clear about what you want, always only state it in the positive.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
If
you get confused about how to do that, all you have to do is go to your love place. Choose to feel into love and be love. It will take care of it. It will redirect it. The highest direction, and I'm going to say it again, that everybody can do during this next week is balance your masculine and feminine energies. And that means the masculine's balanced, the feminine is balanced, and then when they come together in union, they create the perfect balance of masculine, feminine. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Great.
Do I have a core vitality belief? Is mine the same as what everybody's has been? It's kind of been resonating that it is.
Yep. For everybody on the show right now. And they're saying they would like to pay tribute to everyone who was on the webinar because the culmination of us balancing what everyone brought in on the webinar has led to this highest knowing, I am the powerful God of me who loves who I am. So thank you for everybody that participated. You bet. Wow, I can feel that.
Thank you.
Everybody just go to your love place for a minute. Yeah. Just really feel into that beautiful love. I am the powerful God of me who loves who I am. And so it is. And I love you so much. Let's say it together. Perfect end to this show. I love me. Woo! Me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.